things are working for my good. I love this song. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Welcome in, Monica. All right, that's Travis Green with Intentional. All things are working for my good. No matter how they appear, all things are working for my good. And I truly believe that. I was having that conversation last night with a good girlfriend last night who's had a lot of different things happen in the last few days. And thank goodness that belief is that everything is working out for my highest and greatest good. And it is. And she's able to look at it with different eyes, to accept it and to roll with it. And I just am so grateful for that. Good morning. Good morning, Troy. Good morning, Susan. Welcome in. We were just talking about, I was listening to the song Intentional by Travis Green. That all things are working for my highest and greatest good. I do not own the rights to this music. All right, so that's what we were talking about, is when we can learn to look at things and know that in the cosmic jigsaw puzzle of everything, things are working out for your good. And as I mentioned the other day, if you're a corner left piece of the sky and you're trying to fit down in the bottom right part of the sea, it's not going to work. So you have to have time to navigate to get up to that corner where you are. And sometimes it takes more time for us to get there, right? And just be mindful of, it does all work out. If we take time to review and reflect, reassess, recharge, remind ourselves what it's all about, it is powerful work that we're doing. So welcome in, and welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. For the new people that have joined us, I also simulcast on my podcast. So if you're ever able to listen at your own, you can listen at your own leisure in case you can't join us at whatever time we're doing it. It is out there on my podcast, and you can find that by just going to Barbara Faison Podcast, and it'll pop up in Google. Thank you, Professor Google. So we start this practice with some type of card reading, and they're called oracle cards, but I always say you are the oracle. So welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. We're getting started with our practice. And our practice is a slice of silence, which means we do a 10-minute meditation, and a slice of that will be completely silent. I will guide you in the meditation, and at some point in time, we will move into silence, and then I will guide you out of the meditation. And we begin with a tone that sounds like this. So on the podcast, you'll hear me welcoming in people that are coming into the group, and I call the people that practice with us our partners in practice. So I'm using the cards from Edwin Gaines Cards in the Pink. And these are cards that are affirmations for vitality, energy, strength, and rejuvenation. And one of the things that you'll find on this podcast is that we live life. So you will probably hear me talking to my son, making sure he gets up and goes to school. You may hear my husband come in, you know, all kinds of things may happen because that's what happens in life. And so when you're meditating, you're not always going to be in an optimal position or place. So we have to learn how to just adjust, breathe. If you need to say something to someone that's bothering you, or not bothering you, but that comes in, say something and go back to your practice. I do it all the time. I meditate before my husband leaves, and, you know, I'll stop and say, all right, love you, honey. Goodbye. Have a good day. Get back into my practice. That's life. So we started this week using this card from Melissa Ray's card deck called A Year in Bloom. And this is risk. So this is the theme of the week. Take the risk and let your true color shine, and let your true color shine through. And it's a picture of a mask. And all of these are Melissa's original photographs. So now we're going to pull this card, and then nothing is popping out. If something pops out, that means we all need to hear it. So I'm just going to use my non-dominant hand and pick a card. And it will be an affirmation that I will use for us today when we do our meditation. I will post it, and you're able to take a look at it and hold on to whatever the thought is. We had this, I think, last week. I choose foods which contribute to the well-being of my physical body. I choose foods that contribute to the well-being of my physical body. I choose foods that contribute to the well-being of my physical body. All right, so that'll be what we meditate on. So before we go in, let me just say hello to everyone. Susan Yvette, Monica Henry Troy, Russ Rukama, and Andrea. So welcome in, my partners in practice. And if I missed you, that means your name did not pop up. So please know it was not intentional. And I welcome you in, and I thank you for being here. So if you'll get comfortable, if you're seated, just make sure that your body is straight, not uncomfortable, just relaxed, that your feet are flat on the floor. And we'll begin with this tone, and I'll guide you. So if you'll just listen for my directions, I will guide you in and out of the meditation. As we get to the end of the meditation, your eyes will likely be closed, so I ask you to keep them closed until I ask you to open them. Okay. Excuse me. So let's begin. And we begin our practice by taking three deep breaths. We'll breathe in through our nose. We'll hold briefly and exhale with a loud sigh. So it'll go like this. Breathe in and out. So that will be the beginning. So we'll start by taking three deep breaths. So breathe in, hold, and release. Breathe in, hold, and release. And our third and last breath in together. Let's breathe in, hold, and release. And now just allow your eyes to close or lower and begin to breathe in and out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Just breathing in and breathing out, allowing your body to settle into this space and place. Breathing in and breathing out, listening for my directions, and knowing that even as you listen, there may be thoughts that are rumbling around in your head. Whether you're new or a seasoned meditator, we have thoughts. And we give thanks for those thoughts, because the thoughts that we have that we don't like come from the same place of the thoughts that allow us to do simple things such as raise our hands, open our eyes, eat our food, and speak kind and loving words. They all come from the same place. So you can just say thank you silently or aloud as you have those thoughts that you may not want to have, but know they are all purposeful. Just continue to breathe in and out, just becoming aware of your breath. And just notice wherever your hands are as you're breathing in and out. Notice where your hands naturally gravitate. Notice if they're on your body or if they're resting beside you. And on your next in-breath, I want you to place your right hand to the center of your chest. And that is called your heart space, or heart chakra or chakra. And just breathe in and breathe out. Noticing how your body is moving in and out with your breath. And whenever we place our hand in the center of our chest, it is a signal or a cue for your body to naturally begin to relax a little more. So just allow your body to settle in as you're breathing in and out. And as we're breathing in and out, we're just reminding ourselves that we love and appreciate this body. Our body is our car to get us around this earth. Our car that takes us to wherever we need to go. And we are grateful. And we want to learn and remind ourselves to choose foods that are nourishing and healthy for our body, to listen to our bodies, to appreciate our bodies and know that it is our job to make sure that we feed our body nourishing foods and beverages that will allow us to continue to be healthy. So just breathing in and breathing out, and allow these words that I'm about to say to wash over you. You're welcome to repeat them if you like, or you can just simply listen and continue to breathe. These affirmations allow us to become present with what is and to remind ourselves of the amazing human being that we are. I am safe. I am calm. All is well in my world. I create amazing life experiences. I trust myself. I take time to listen for inner guidance. I am confident with the decisions I make. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. I open my heart to new experiences. I speak loving and kind words to myself and others. I look and I see the vision for my life, and I'm excited about where I plan to go. I am connected to all there is, and I am grateful. And just continue to breathe and sit in the silence. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling your breath nourish your body, giving your body the much needed oxygen that allows us to be conscious and aware. Just continue to breathe and allow your breath to flow naturally. And if you have thoughts, just say thank you. And I'll return shortly. Just breathe. With your eyes still closed, as we begin to bring our awareness back to this present moment, remember that everyone loves you and always wants to help you. Keep your eyes closed and rub your hands together. And feel the heat and the energy that you're creating. And let's place our left hand over our left eye, the right hand over our right eye. Take a deep breath in and out with a loud sigh. And feel that energy penetrating your eyes. Bring a smile to your face. Relax your hands and clap and say thank you, 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 thank you. And place your hands in a prayer position in the center of your chest and just take a bow to the front and to the sides to just honor anyone who may be in their practice right now. We used to use an app called Insight Timer where we could see how many people were using that particular app, but we don't. We just know that there are potentially hundreds of thousands of people in their practice right now, and we are grateful for whoever is practicing and taking their slice of silence. And so I thank you for being here, being a partner in practice with us. We're on probably something like day 230. We started on August 31st. And so I'm honored that you join us and take this time for yourself. On the podcast, I thank you so much for joining us. Remember to get out in nature today if you can, to stop and breathe and just tune in to Mother Nature. Just think about it. We call nature Mother Nature because what we think about when we think of mother is we think of loving, nourishing, kind, forgiving, those attributes. So get out and just say thank you. When you're standing outside for the fact that you have beautiful things to see and witness every day with your eyes. And remember, it starts with you, it starts with me, one breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.